Dongguan Street in the city of Dalian had survived wars, colonization, and changing regimes throughout the 20th century. But its brave march through history is coming to an end, and it is modernization that has proven to be its nemesis. The government had intentions to rehabilitate the 100-year-old neighborhood since the early 2000s, but funding fell short. And it is Wanda Group, the real estate giant that also got its start in Dalian, that has come to the fore. After clearing over 2,000 homes on Dongguan Street, Wanda is expected to build a shopping mall in their place. Longtime residents of the neighborhood say they're generally upbeat about the project. Most of them have either already moved out or are preparing to do so. But still, there are 200 or so households that have chosen to stay, and discussions are ongoing as to what will become of them. The government says it will pay residents for their homes and open up an opportunity to live in a more modernized environment. In some ways, living conditions in Dongguan Street can appear less than perfect. In one of the courtyards, for instance, 10 families share one latrine and one water tap. Most buildings are too frail to be fitted with new pipes of public heating. During the winter, when temperatures fall below 0 Celsius degree, residents rely on electric heaters or coal-fired boilers. But conservationists argue the neighborhood should be protected as a cultural heritage site, blaming its present condition on the government's neglect. The neighborhood sprang to life in the 1920s as families from eastern Shandong in the search for a better life started moving in. The street was soon to become the heart of commerce in Dalian. Now, it is one of the few areas in China where one can find architecture from the Republican era that lasted from 1912 to 1949. The State Council has designated the area a cultural heritage site that needs to be protected, but the Bureau of Culture and Broadcasting says that designation was an error. And although the Bureau too has recognized it in the past as a cultural relic, they say it is not classified as a site for protection. However, it says it still hasn't ruled out the possibility of relocating buildings with cultural significance in the highest order to other parts of the city.